You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kia.
For their weekly catch-up, Hannah spoke to Takutai about specific policies to address child poverty in Aotearoa and reforming our welfare system. They also talked about Māori partnership with Vanuatu and Indigenous foreign policy. They started off the interview discussing the need for transformative change to address child poverty and poverty and what this would look like in terms of specific policy.
Yeah, welfare policy starts in a home, and it's about increasing the minimum wage to $25, looking at the types of employment and valuing what's important to a community, growing our students out in our own mātauranga, but being able to provide free transport for students so they don't have the stress and the worry about how they're going to get there. The cost of living has to be looked at, because that's the biggest problem out here in communities. And I don't know if I've said it before, but we see it on the daily out here, especially in South Auckland, but it's right across Tamaki Makaurau. The cost of living impacts our families, when what they worry about is how they're going to put kai on the table, how they're going to get themselves from A to B. Those are big stresses in our communities out here, and we see it every day.
And I understand Te Pāti Māori has a policy to remove GST from kai.
Yes, that's right, and it's a bill that Rawiri is really prioritising. If we can take the GST off kai, that will help us, reduce the cost of living for whānau. Some of the things they struggle with buying is just your basic necessities. Milk, bread, vegetables, fruit, those types of things are really expensive, and it's not easing. The pressure out here in our local community is really tight.
Are there any plans, I guess, to tax wealth?
There is that discussion that the party has had around taxing wealth. And there needs to be some mechanisms in place, because what we see is the wealthy getting wealthier. And our whānau, which make up the majority of our low socioeconomic population, are struggling. When I think about what it is that we want, he Aotearoa hou, a new Aotearoa, what does that look like for us? We want to see our people thriving. We want to see our people in valued employment. We want to see our whānau living above the poverty line. There's lots of system changes. There are things that are not going to happen overnight.
And things like taxing wealth on a practical level, it's also having that bigger tax pool available would give you the resources to fund policies like removing GST from kai, right?
Yes, exactly.
Could changes to welfare policy also form a part of the policy response to poverty?
I mean, when I think about those sorts of things, I know there is the kōrero from National Act about, taking away those benefits, but honestly, that will just cause more stress in local communities. We're already struggling now with those families that are receiving welfare benefit through MSD. If those are removed, the stress that it would cause out here in local communities would be horrendous, and it would probably push us back more as a people.
I remember reading the Welfare Expert Advisory Group's report, and they found that mainline benefit levels, they were all about $100 to $200 short of what a job seeker claimant or a family on sole parent support would actually need.
Te Pāti Māori will look at increasing what those benefit lines are. Everybody should be able to live above the poverty line. No one deserves to be living below. So we've got to increase the benefit levels to be able to at least allow people to live a dignified life.
What do you make of claims put forward by National and ACT that this government has fostered welfare dependency, or of the claims generally that if you increase benefits to livable levels, then people just won't want to work?
Well, I just think that, you know, National are part of the problem. You know, this, it's not new in terms of stating that, you know, people will not want to work. I actually think it's just the way we value the system, and it's how we get our people to value what they have. So it's a change in attitude and behaviour. You know, this is just my opinion. I think removing it or reducing it will just push us backwards.
And Māori tend to do more unpaid work that's not, you know, it's unpaid, so it's not noted as work, like, you know, helping out on the marae. Yes. So that pushing people into work focus disproportionately affects Māori, doesn't it?
Yes, and we have to find employment, though, that is valuable. You know, if I think about what we did during COVID with a Māori response and how marae stood up and supported the needs of their community through COVID, those are the types of things that are valuable to our people. They serve a community.
Turning to the recently announced Māori Statement of Partnership with Vanuatu, there's a very strong climate focus in this partnership. Do you think that these sorts of partnerships with other Pacific nations are going to become more important as climate change worsens?
Yes, you know, we believe that it's important for us to support and tautoko our tangata moana whānau. You know, we have the same struggles and have the same narrative, and climate change is very important for us to address across the Pacific. It's about our narrative, it's about who we are as Indigenous people, being able to ensure that, you know, our stories are told, but we're holding on to who we are as people, as Indigenous people. Being able to address the climate needs, being able to hear our Indigenous stories.
How should Aotearoa relate to other Pacific nations as a country in the Pacific that's relatively wealthier, has more like resources and sort of like soft power on the international stage available to it?
Well, I think the first thing is just that we acknowledge who we are as Indigenous people, and a lot of it takes lots of kōrero, lots of wānanga about how we will look after those spaces. I mean, it's not for Māori to tell a tangata moana whānau of Vanuatu how to look after their whenua. They know their whenua. They know what is right for them, just like we know what is right for us. And for us, it's about he Aotearoa ho, what does that look like? How do we carry on we're looking for a tiriti-centric Aotearoa. But it's about encouraging our tangata moana whānau to stand in who they are in their culture, being the Indigenous people of their whenua.
And I guess upholding these other countries' Indigenous knowledges through these agreements, is that sort of starting to form the basis of like Indigenous foreign policy?
I mean, those are always the basis of kōrero around forming policy. I think there's more work that will be done, and, you know, our exec for Te Pāti Māori are involved in those discussions more. I've just recently told people, I have to remind people, I'm still coming along in terms of getting myself into Parimata, but I love being able to hear the stories of our Indigenous people. And, you know, for us it's about mana motuhake. What does it look like for all of us in our own countries?
I have enough material, unless there's something that you want to add.
I think it would be good just to acknowledge that we are at ASB Polyfest, and the Māori stage is the last section to close off Polyfest. 48 years old Polyfest is. In a couple more years, we'll be celebrating 50 years of the Polyfest Festival, which is so unique to us here in Tamaki Makaurau, a stepping stone for the next generation.
And that was Hannah speaking to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp about addressing child poverty in Aotearoa, reforming our welfare system, and Indigenous foreign policy.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.